To the Fly Racing Ride X 365 podcast, presented by ERX Motor Park. If you're looking for the latest news from snow, moto, and off-road, then you just pushed the right button. And now, here are your hosts, G-Dubs and Robbie Malinowski.
Hey, everybody. Rolling into 2018 heavy this year. We are live, kind of live. You'll probably hear this tomorrow, but we are in Deadwood, South Dakota, getting ready for the U.S. Air Force National. We're parked in the Cato Motorsports Lounge, and we've got about, I don't know, 8-10 people in here. We've got an all-fly racing show tonight. And first off, starting off, I want to thank all of our sponsors, Fly Racing, ERX Motor Park, CNA Pro Skis, Studboy Traction, Walker Evans Racing. They're new for 2018, so is Custom Outfitters, Enduro Engineering, Brothers Motorsports, Fox Shocks, Fasco, the makers of Flex Handlebars, Experion Goggles on board now, Action Graphics, Checkpoint Off-Road, and, of course, AMSOIL, who's been with us all year. Robbie Malinowski, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. How you doing, Gary?
Good. I'm always excited to be in Deadwood, and we're kind of starting off the 2018 podcast season. We're into this is the midway round of the race series already.
You know, it's funny. I hated this track when I raced. Like, we first came here, remember we bitched about it. It was like the stupidest thing. Ice Sox lost their mind. Why the hell are we here? But honestly, this is my favorite race of the year.
Yeah. I mean,
I love it now.
We came in that first year, and it really didn't look a whole lot different than it does today, right? It didn't look like there was much snow. We're packed into this tiny place. It's like, what's going on? But yeah, for sure, my favorite race of the year. I like coming out to the place. The racing's exciting. Full house. This weekend's already sold out. So yeah, I'm with you. Hey, let's talk a little bit about a little recap of Canterbury 2 weeks ago. Actually, let's do this first. Mm-hmm. There's a big race coming up. ERX Motor Park, one of our primary sponsors on the podcast, is a big race coming up, the Eliminator race on February 2nd, I believe it is. It's that Friday night. And it's a head-to-head race. There's going to be some qualifying, time qualifying, some full heat race qualifying, and then head-to-head for $10,000 to win, and a bunch of another $10,000 for the top finishing pro light rider, guys who win heat races. But I've heard that there's even guys maybe coming out of retirement to race this race. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything yet, but I haven't been paying much attention to it. So,
Robbie Malinowski is not signed up?
Nope, I am not signed up.
But are you going to sign up?
Are you looking for an answer right now?
I am.
Well, I can't give that to you.
Oh, come on. You've been telling me for a week that you're doing it. So, yeah, Robbie Malinowski signed up for the Eliminator race. Cole Couture will obviously be there, but Jeff will now be there with a full rig, you know, to support both riders. So, Canterbury, let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Huge track. It's really cold. Every year it seems like it's cold there.
Yeah, hold that thing up closer.
Yeah, really cold. Anyway, I thought it was good. I thought they should stop building the tracks on Monday before the race. Everybody here agrees with me. Because it looks so hard Friday night when everybody got out there. The track looked like a brick.
And like all iced out in the
yeah. And then by Saturday, it looked better. And it was good by Saturday night. But it was like, man, it just seemed way too stiff.
Yeah. Like, so that one with
I don't mean to start off bitching.
No, with the super cold weather, that's not going to help either, but I would much rather the track's built and has a lot of snow on Monday than you're working at it on Thursday afternoon.
So, no, for sure. That's a good point. But it just seemed like a lot of those obstacles on like the landings at least could have been built that morning at least, you know what I mean? So that there would have been a little give, but
does that get so frozen that you can't even go out and like rip it up the day before or the morning before? Or just got to come up with a good way to do it?
I think it only really gets tore up after you get sleds on the track and then they groom it and they just keep, doing
just
that over and over.
Stirring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, huge crowd.
Yeah, I just talked to Carl Shabitsky this morning, and he said, like, just actually it was bigger than last year, or just a few under last year. So I mean, with the
And then like Tucker didn't win, so that was exciting,
right? We
had a new winner.
We thought there was a potential for him to go 17-0,
and for sure,
and maybe the oddball race was going to be here this weekend, but
mm-hmm.
he's on the outside and gets punted in the first turn, and that's all she wrote. And a lot of new winners, a lot of new people on the podium, a lot of new winners. Got a couple of those guys, first time or repeat podium finishers in here with us tonight. We're going to talk to, but great race. You know, I like the track. It was super hard and frozen, but I like that it was like going to a supercross track that actually had shape to it, right?
I agree. It looked awesome.
Yeah.
Like just looking at it before everything started, it looked like manicured perfectly. So,
and it held like that. I mean,
yeah.
And then they did go Saturday and change up the back stretch, made it more of a rhythm section than the big jumps, which I'm okay with that as long as, you know, the guys know from practice on that it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, good race. I think all things considered with weather and going to new venues and whatever, we're on a pretty good roll going into we're getting into the heart of the season now, and I think things have gotten really well.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So, hey, well, let's jump right into it with some fly racing guys who were stopped by for the night, and we're going to start right off with one that's kind of some big news, breaking news. We've got Hunter Patnode in here. Hunter, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Really good. So, hey, longtime fly guy, maybe a little change going on there. You just got your trade papers. You've been signed by the Shearing Speed Sports team. You're gonna continue racing Pro Light for those guys. Got to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I'm definitely really excited. It's a huge opportunity for me. Definitely a dream come true also. It's what we've worked for a while, so it's nice to finally get to do it.
Kind of get to that premier team,
yeah.
Premier trailer. So, and I should have introduced you, 2017 Sport Champion. So you've had success. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on was, one, to talk about the change and the sort of the advancement in the stepping up in the whole world, but you've had a lot of success the last couple of years, and I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about Ingles Performance. I know Robin and Mike have been a big part of your program the last couple of years. You kind of grew up racing ECS, but they actually brought you back to race the National Tour full-time, beginning last year?
Yep.
Okay. So
actually beginning of 2 years.
2 years ago, yeah. Okay. Talk a little bit about, how your role was with that team and just how they helped you out over the years.
They definitely, I would say, got me to where I am today. Actually, when we first got on with Ingles, that same day we were just about to call Articat because we were talking with Articat and we were thinking about going with them because Skidoo wasn't really offering much. And then, so we were about ready to call Articat, and then Robin from Ingles called us and she just asked us if we wanted to be on our team. And they supported me and my brother and my parents. They've helped us so much, and they've been like another family for us to go to. Just in case we ever needed anything, they were always there for us at the races, and they've just always done whatever they could do to make us happy.
Well, and I think it's cool too because the ECS has been strong different years, and I think it's pretty solid right now. But it's obviously still a regional series, and it's kind of the goal of ECS guys to step up and race the National Tour. And so Ingles has helped a lot of guys do that, and I mean, and then still fields a strong team in ECS, so that's cool. And I imagine you were a longtime Skidoo guy anyway, right? So ideally you probably wanted to stay with Skidoo if it worked out, and then look where you are now.
Yeah.
Hey, so another thing, joining the Shearing team, one of the pro riders on that team, Lincoln Lemieux, fellow Vermont guy, and somebody I think you trained with him a little bit in the summer, right? So tell me about your relationship with Lincoln.
We have a pretty good relationship. I started training at XIP training with him earlier this summer, and I stayed at his house for the nights that I went training, and then we'd go the next morning and we'd go mountain biking over in the Kingdom Trails, and mainly just trying to get to know the mindset of like a professional rider and just see what they do and just try to do what he does, and then hopefully it'll get me to where I want to be.
Well, I would have to think that having being a friend of Lincoln's is kind of beneficial in the situation you're in right now too, because he sort of got plucked out of the blue what, 3 years ago now, and things have really worked out for him. So it gives you the insight that, man, it can work. And I know he's had to, you know, work his butt off to get to where he's at. So nothing comes easy, right? I mean, you're getting rewarded for what you've done, but there's a lot of work to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Robbie, what you've kind of gone through that, going through up through the stages, and you've been part of that sharing team. What kind of things, you know, questions for Hunter, or things that he's got to look forward to now?
No, I mean, just don't treat it like anything else different as far as like the trailer and Steve and Thorson and Elliot, all those guys, they all want to help you. They all want to make you better. Don't let the pressure get to you, because it's still just snowmobile racing. Either it's out of that trailer or your own trailer. So,
and you've been successful, right? So, I mean, yeah, it's tough to change what you...
So I'm lost. Where's Tim?
I got to dance around that one a little bit. I don't know exactly the answer. I think the official line right now is Tim's got some personal issues he's dealing with, so he's not here this weekend, and we don't know beyond that. I really don't know. I've heard a couple different sides of things, but I would have to direct all of that to Tim. You know, I don't know.
And gotcha.
And the news that he wasn't racing here this weekend just came up, so I haven't even had a chance to talk to him. I'll give him a call, see where things are at, like after this weekend, and I don't know. He's just got some things he's dealing with, I guess. You're sitting fourth in points right now on the podium last weekend. Couple podiums this year, or is that the first one?
No, first one.
First one, okay. So despite the fact that the Arctic Cats have been looking really good all year, you're up on there, you're fourth in points. I think you shared a podium with Marcus, who's in here with us tonight. So sled's going okay for you? I mean, new sled, always some struggles. What are you?
Yeah, for the most part, sled's going really good. Having a little bit of trouble turning, but I think we have that figured out for this weekend. And other than that, mainly just Arctic Cat with the long track has
been really strong. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a really strong sled, and they're good off the line, and a lot of them are quick. Like, Andrew's always got the whole shot. I don't know how, but he always does. And so mainly just got to try to be fast on the light, and that's pretty much it.
Did you, I don't know how early in the week you ended up at Shearings or up at Planet X, did you get a chance to ride their sleds much and have found much of a difference?
Yeah, I rode their sleds for, I rode practice sled for 2 days, and then I rode the race sled for one. And their sleds are really similar to what mine are, maybe a little bit, I don't know, I guess snappier. They go through their stuff more than what I did at home.
Sure. You got three guys working on it all the time.
So, yeah. But for the most part, sleds are really similar to what I was running. So,
no big, I mean, that's one thing with the rules. I mean, I guess you're in Pro Light, so it's not like there's an open sled anyway, but mm-hmm. You're kind of just stepping onto the same equipment, right? So.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, man, thanks for stopping by and doing this. It's been a good year for you, and I'm pumped for you for the promotion to get up to a big team like that. That's what everybody works for, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. So, hey, that was Hunter Patinode, and we're going to just keep moving right along. We'll pass it over. We've got Marcus Oegmaar with us from Team Bowerly Racing. And, Marcus, this is the first time we've had a chance to meet, or we've talked a little bit, but a couple podiums for you this year, right? And you were on again at Shakopee?
Yeah, it feels good this year, and obviously it felt good last year too, but I'm struggling in the finals and, you know, couldn't find the right speed in the finals, but, you know, had a good start this year and see where it goes.
Yeah, and so, again, I should have introduced you. 2015 FIM World Champion?
Yeah,
so
I had a good year, 2015.
Not your first time at a snowcross race.
No, but always after that, I had some troubles with injuries and had to do surgeries, and I was out for almost all 2016. Also, it wasn't easy to come back last year. You know, all the riders here are really fast too, so it wasn't easy to come back just.
And so you've been with Bowerly's, this is your second full season?
Yeah, second full
season. You came over for a few races,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was here for the first two nationals. Yeah, 2016. Yeah.
Yep. So, what was the adjustment like for you? I always like to ask the European guys when they come over, you know, what was the adjustment like, whole new culture and style of racing? Was that first year tough?
Yeah, it was tough, but I was thinking, like, I didn't have the best starts the first two races I was here with them, but I still was able to get a fourth and a fifth, I think. And I was thinking, yeah, with a good start here, I think for sure I can win. But then I came back last year and it was completely different. I think all the riders were stepping up and I had to work really hard too.
Yeah. And so where are you living while you're here? Are you in Princeton?
I'm living just outside St. Cloud, between Princeton and St. Cloud. I have my own apartment, so everything works really good.
Okay. And you're from Östersund?
Yeah, in Sweden, yeah.
Okay. And that's home of the Arctic Cat Cup, right? That just took place last weekend?
Yeah.
So did you race it last year or no?
No, I didn't.
So it always interferes with an ISOC race?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a pretty big race, right?
Yeah, it's a big race, and kind of the first big race in Sweden of the year. So it's been a while since I raced that race. So
okay, yeah. So you're a full-time North American tour guy now, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So a couple podiums like we talked about. You're currently fifth in points. What are your goals, or what are you looking forward to where you know this weekend? You've obviously raced here one other time, right?
Yeah, I did last year, but I only did a half a heat and I got hurt.
Oh. So I haven't got the full Deadwood experience yet. Huh? So So where do you want to be at the end of the year? Just keep racking up podiums, and what's the goal?
We need to just be a little more consistent than I've been, because I didn't have a good weekend at all in Jackson Hole. So, you know, we need to do good weekends every time, and, you know, get as many points as I can get. I'm sure think that I'll be able to get on.
And you feel comfortable with everything now? I mean, obviously with the team, you've been there 2 years.
It feels good. You know, I trust them 100%, and they work hard, and I work hard too. So
you've been to most of the tracks, or all the tracks now, so you kind of know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Hey, thanks for coming by and doing this. And,
thanks.
Good luck this weekend. We'll look for you on the podium again.
Thank you.
Robbie, any questions?
Do you like it here?
I like it. I like the racing here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still here.
Yeah.
For sure, I like the racing back home, but it's a lot of more riders here that are on the high level. We have fast riders in Sweden too, but we're not as many as here, so that's why I like it. And mm-hmm.
And the style of racing, where here it's shorter courses. And
it was hard in the beginning to get used to the racing here, because we have more laps in Sweden. You kind of, in the beginning of the race, you can watch your lines and kind of
pace yourself.
Yeah, and then you can go fast in the end. But here you got to be like 110% right away, and that was the most difficult part to get used to when I come over here.
Yeah, that's. I think that we hear that from everybody, right?
Yeah.
That it's just, but you like it now. I mean,
yeah, I like it.
Cool. Well, hey, again, thanks for coming by. And,
thanks for having me.
Good luck. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, let's take a quick sponsor break, and when we come back, we're going to have Andrew Lindholm on. We've been trying to get Andrew on for probably like three podcasts now, but it just never works out. We finally got him corralled in here, and another fly racing rider. So, take a quick break for sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, Ride X365 fans? Colton Moore here. And this is a non-commercial where Fly Racing tells you how they make cool products and sponsor awesome athletes. I've been with Fly Racing for years now. Not only do they keep me safe and protected, but they have some of the sickest gear you can get. I've went down several times, and their gear alone keeps me safe. And also being out on the track, being out riding freestyle, I have people ask me where I get my gear, and I just tell them Fly Racing, go check it out.
Weekends are precious, which is why you use AMSOIL synthetic motor oils to protect the toys that make your weekends so great. You can also give your weekday vehicle that same protection. AMSOIL Signature Series motor oils deliver 75% more wear protection than required by a leading industry standard, giving you above and beyond protection 7 days a week. See the proof and order for direct-to-your-door delivery at AMSOILProtects.com.
All right, hey, thanks everybody for tuning in back from sponsor break. And we've got a whole trailer full of fly racers tonight. So we're going to get right back into it. Andrew Lindholm, like I said, we've been trying to get you on for a few shows and finally got you here. New team and pretty fast buggy this year, and things are going pretty well. Tell me about your team.
Well, it kind of all came together a little bit last minute. Going to Heydays, I didn't actually know if I had a ride or not. But that's actually the first time I met Josh Trelo. And so we talked for a little while, and it was kind of a handshake thing. And we're like, all right, cool. I think we can make this work. And how that ended up coming about is I raced the mod for Scott Hall last year at Geneva. And I'd been hounding him forever about maybe riding for him. And Scott told me he was kind of taking a step back, and this new guy, Josh, is coming in. So talked to him. So it ended up all falling together really well, and I couldn't be any happier. We got Matt Pickner as crew chief. He's been around for a long time, obviously.
And doing some vet pro racing.
Yep, doing some vet pro racing up there on the podium to fill in when I can't make it. So it's always good.
So Trailer basically kind of absorbed the HALA team, or is it same trailer and equipment? Or
same trailer. We got a sweet new truck, and Scott is still involved, and Tucker's
still racing.
Yep, Tucker's still racing, so kind of a combination type thing. We got HALA Racing and Trailer Motorsports on the sled, so just kind of combining.
And you, I've been paying attention. You've been fast. I think, like they're saying, you've been a lot of starts this year. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, 5 out of 6 finals?
Yes. I missed one final in... you know what? I'm 4 out of 6. I missed one in Jackson, and I missed one in Canterbury.
Okay, but Canterbury, though, you had your best finish of the year, right?
Yep. Canterbury on Saturday was my best finish of the year. I've never been inside even the top 10 in Pro Light yet.
Fourth?
So I ended up fourth.
Okay. How far were you back from the podium?
Oh, it was close. I ran second for most of the race, and I didn't breathe and started tightening up and freaked out running up front. But I think I don't think that'll happen next time.
It's easier to run up front though, right?
Oh, so much easier.
So what's the plan? Just keep plugging away, try to get a podium this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year things kind of came together a little bit last minute. We just raced on our own privateer and got some help from Kat. And it ended up turning out pretty well. Last year I almost pulled the plug, said nope, I'm gonna just go to work, go be a plumber, and finally I was like, nah, can't quite give it up just yet.
Yeah, so you gotta be happy that you stuck with it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad, you know, last year turned out decent. You know, we struggled last year, being on Cat, and you know, the new sled, and the one this year more than makes up for it. It's so good now, and I think I have the fitness and everything to back it up, so hoping to get some podiums and maybe a win out there would be pretty sweet too.
So, hey, talk a little bit about your, what's your hometown? You're part of that whole little crew, the ERX guys, that whole little area, Princeton, Elk River.
Yep. So I actually live in Albertville, home of ISOC.
Okay.
So I'm close by. We ride at ERX a lot. So that's worked out really well. ERX has been awesome for me to be able to give me a place to ride and try to get good.
So who's kind of in that crew you ride with?
Ride with Jansen all the time. Yeah. You know, Cole comes out and rides with us quite a bit. That's us three a lot.
Yep.
Other than that, everybody else kind of funnels in and out, but we're pretty much always there.
Okay. How about, obviously we talked about Fly Racing, other sponsors of the team this year?
Yeah. Speedworks has stepped up big. They've been awesome and, really helped us out. Cat, obviously. We got Black Label is doing our wraps, which Josh actually owns that company now.
Okay.
So, that's, you know, part of us too. Those are the biggest ones. And then obviously Fly Racing, you know, coolest gear out there.
Which, so Fly stepped up quite a bit this year with some of the riding gear. What stuff do you like the best? You wear the orange and blue a lot, right?
I do. Yeah. I love the jerseys. They're light and amazingly still warm. So it's definitely my favorite gear I've ever run.
Okay. And which helmet are you wearing?
I got a couple. I've got the orange and high vis, the F2.
Yep.
And then I've got the gray and orange one.
Okay.
Love
I like that gray and orange one.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Good.
You know, guys put some like some flow red, you know, graphics on a little bit or whatever, but it looks good the way it is. So.
Yeah. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Well, cool. Robbie, got anything for Andrew?
No.
Okay. See how you are.
Thanks, Robbie.
No, you're riding good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Andrew. We'll just we'll keep moving along. Hey, I do want to mention got a new issue of the magazine coming out next week. Full tons of snowcross coverage. We've got basically all 6 rounds up to this point. Should have been out 2 weeks ago right before Canterbury, but I wanted to hold off and get it in there. So you got 3 full weekends, 6 full races in there. USXC cross country recaps. We got a really big rundown for my off road guys. Got a real big rundown of all the pro teams that season starting here in a couple weeks. A lot of shakeups with teams and riders. The 2017 National Enduro Champion Stuart Baylor Jr. and Full Gas Sprint Enduro Champion. He is switched teams. He's riding for Tele Energy this year. So check that out. All the new riders and faces. Also, I want to mention, you know, whether it's the podcast, the website, magazine, or whatever. I don't want to, like, you know, just keep ramming advertisers and sponsors down everybody's throat, but if there's something you're looking for and you see an advertiser, man, check them out. At least look and see what they have to offer, because those guys are what, you know, what allows us to keep expanding our coverage, do more. We hire more freelancers in different series, different areas. And, you know, we need to be able to show return for those guys. So if there's products you're looking for, at least check with them first and see if they got something that'll work for you. It goes a long ways for us. So, yeah, thanks again for checking all those avenues out. Like I say, podcast, web, mag. Pretty stoked about where things are going. So, yeah, thanks. Last guest of the night, got a couple of Christian, the KC Motorsports guys in here. We've got Evan Christian and Jay Lura. We've got Jay up first. You need to get out of here or you good? Okay. So, Jay, good year, man. You're kind of the first couple rounds, I felt like you were just silently working your way in there, but now you're up front, heat races, finals, kind of working on podiums all the time. How's it been going?
Yeah, pretty good. Duluth started off really good. I got second, and then Saturday night in the final, I got tangled up right off the start and ended up last. And then Jackson just ran strong, consistent, fifth and third. And then Canterbury, I was consistent there too, with a fourth and a third there also. And just working hard and trying to stay consistent.
So at least one podium every weekend, maybe not every round, but one every weekend so far. And I imagine you're looking for that weekend where you get one each day.
Yep. I'm really hoping this is a weekend. I'm feeling confident coming in, and I'm ready.
And do you have a win in sport? Like not this year, but...
Not this year. Last year I won in Colorado, okay. And that was my first one.
First one. So that's probably on the goal list for this year too, right, to get another win?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So what, you know, I'm around your team a little bit on the weekends, but tell me, like, during the week, where are you guys training? What's your plan? Obviously, you're still in school?
No, not in school.
Or you're out of high school, yeah. Yep. So what's your, during the week, what's schedule like?
I work a couple days, and then I ride 3-4 days during the week whenever I can at Fertile, usually, or Finley, and then, yeah, just work and ride.
Okay.
Do you guys have your own track?
Yeah, they just got snow in Finley.
Oh, okay.
Or groomer in Finley now. So
just natural snow?
Yep.
Okay.
I was going to ask Evan about this, but so Carl worked out a deal with the football field, right? Is that in play?
Yeah.
So, like, right in town, they've got a football field, stadium, whatever, that they are no longer using, right?
Yep. Correct.
And so they've got their own place right there, but no snowmaking yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. So... Well, cool. Yeah, man, a good year. Let me ask you about gear also. You wear the orange and blue quite a bit too, but do you have a favorite setup?
I really like the gray and orange jerseys that I got. I wore it one time in Jackson, but I like that stuff, and I don't know. I love it. It's always comfortable.
Okay. There's like three or four. I know, like, Marcus that was in here wears the white with orange a lot. That's what Cole wears a lot. And then you were saying the orange and gray and, like, the orange and blue. Are they all the same weight and everything? It's just a matter of the look?
Yeah, we actually got a couple different ones. They gave us a thick one, like a warmer weather one for the gray, and then they gave us, like, a lighter one, too, where the front's just windproof, and then the back and the sleeves are pretty much just like a moto jersey.
Okay. So you probably won't be wearing the warmer one this weekend.
No, not this weekend.
For anybody listening, I think we'll get this up here before the weekend, but it was almost 60 degrees here today. So quite, what's that put us? Almost 80 degrees difference from Canterbury 2 weeks ago. So, well, cool. Yeah, good year, man. Like I said, I catch you on the podium at least once every weekend. Looking forward to seeing you up there get two in a row and keep plugging away. Second in points right now?
Second, yep.
And not too far out, right?
Nope.
Who's leading that way? Whitwer?
Trent is, yeah.
And was he on the box last weekend at all?
Last weekend, no. He missed it Saturday by one.
So that kind of bunched everybody. I mean, you got closer.
Yeah, the points are pretty tight.
Yeah, right down through. So, all right, well, hey, thanks, man. Hand it over to your teammate there, and we'll see what he's been up. I know what he's been up to. He's been battling. Like, the kid races like three classes a weekend. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's pretty busy weekends. We run the 14, 15, 16, 17 both on Saturday, but now they split those days up where 16, 17 will be on Friday, and we'll run Sport Right on Friday and Saturday now. So that'll be...
So you're going to keep... You'll run two each day
now? Yep, now two a day.
And so it's one more time I have to be out there on the track.
Yeah, definitely. podium rates are going up. Maybe we can get a win in there this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, years past, I didn't always watch a lot of junior racing just because I didn't have customers there. And then Matt Pranger from Speed Punks used to kind of shoot and write some of that for me. But I've been watching every race this year. And, man, it's super competitive, right? There's three of you for sure. You, Anson Scheel, and Andy Paik. And then there's somebody else in there that's usually right. Actually, there's four or five guys, but I mean, that's a really competitive class.
Yeah, we've all really stepped up this year, and when Cad came out with that new buggy with the longer track, that really helped him. But I think Polaris is still one of the top brands.
Yeah, well, you've been on a podium at least once every weekend, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So now racing Sport Light both days. You actually had your best race in Sport Light last weekend, right? In Canterbury?
Yep, we got a third, and we actually pulled the whole shot and was going to go for the lead, but then the got so like wishy-washy in the corner that I couldn't even like try to nudge him out. I just drove pretty much straight to his back bumper. Not much I could do there. And then I was battling with Andy Paik there for a while for a second, and forgot to breathe like Andrew, and tightened up, and Andy just got by me, so just tried to stay with him and battle and maybe make a pass on him, but never happened. But
yeah, no, it was good racing. Anson's kind of been the guy though here lately, huh? He's tough.
Yeah, he's a tough competitor. He's a good rider, but they just get the hole shots, and that's the biggest thing with the junior sleds is the hole shot, just because we don't have nearly as much power as a full throttle, and just tougher to make passes.
So what's the restriction on there?
It's just a 50% throttle block.
Okay,
that's the only thing on it.
Right, but I mean it's enough that it takes any
yep
any little advantage away. Yeah. So, all right. So why don't you talk a little bit about the team as far as other sponsors, people helping you out?
Yeah, we.
There's nobody up here with a jacket on now or a pit board to help you. So
gonna have to try and remember them all here. But yeah, we Casey Motorsports have been helping us a lot. My dad actually owns a team and helps a ton. And when we bought that groomer this year and got the city to haul in all the natural snow, and that really made a big difference from going to just riding like a normal kid to being up on the bars and aggressive and winning heat races all the time now. And Polaris has been awesome. Been riding with them for 2 years now. And Triple Nine Optics, so that way we can see good when the snow conditions get rough. And Fly Racing's always been good. They've kept with us for 3 years now, and their jerseys are so awesome. Can't thank them enough for everything they do, and their helmets, and keeps us safe.
You know, one thing I haven't asked you guys about, but like, so at Canterbury when it was sub-zero, what gloves were you wearing?
I actually was wearing what they call the grandma gloves. It's it's the Aurora glove.
Okay.
While everybody was wearing like moto type gloves, but it was just because after I'd come off from like a junior heat race, then I'd have to hop on
time,
my 16, 17 sled. My fingers were already cold wearing the moto ones, where they're at least warm enough so I could feel the brake lever and the gas so I could get on it.
So that was one thing, like when you're racing both junior classes, you come off and there's like one class in between you, right?
Yep, it's boom, boom.
And, yeah, and so now with it split up, will there be a little more between junior and sport light?
I think so. Besides for tomorrow night, our final is back-to-back, so that will be interesting.
Okay.
And but I think on Saturday it's like an hour and a half break, so that will be nicer.
Okay, yeah, get a little break.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, your junior classes they only race one time per weekend, so you're racing three classes, but it's about the same. Well, still, it's like racing two. Not too many other guys do that.
Yep, it's pretty much. I haven't heard if many people are actually racing Sport Lake tomorrow. I've only seen pictures or like Anson Scheel, he posted on Instagram or whatever. He's just racing juniors all the weekend, where I'm going to try Sport Lake in there, which will be good. Give us a break on the half throttle and get that full throttle ripping.
So are you riding a different sled in there, or is there just a throttle block, or what's
the... We actually have two different sleds, so that way it don't have to change throttle blocks, because it takes like...
You got no time, right?
Yeah, it's... There's never any time to do that stuff, so...
Yeah, so... Well, cool. I'll I'll be watching for you both classes, and good luck. I know, like I say, you've been on the podium at least once every weekend, and
yep.
And like Jay, it'd be nice to get it up there a couple times each.
Definitely.
Right? So, okay. Well, cool. Hey, thanks for coming by, guys.
Yeah, and, thanks for having
see
us.
See you out there tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, I should ask, hey, Robbie, you got, you know, you're kind of a, you know, experienced guy there with a little knowledge.
What are you saying?
You got some young kids here who are making their way up. Any advice for these guys?
I don't know if it's any good advice. I don't know. No, I don't know. They it's changed so much. Like, sport class wasn't really looked upon as a class that you paid any attention to back in the day. You know, when I was, even like 4 years ago, it wasn't as big of a deal.
Right.
But it's a big deal now. You know, there's pro light and sport, and that's your, if you can get out of the sport class and get into the pro light class and then keep advancing.
Well, we got so, sport guys now basically that are, you know, they're on the factory call list, right? I
mean, yeah exactly. So it's just, it's evolving, changing. It's crazy to see. Like, I mean, there's sport riders that do everything that the pros can do, you yeah. know. It's just crazy how it's evolved, and the sleds are all pretty even now too. Like, you put as much effort into a sport rider as you do into a pro light, and pretty much into a pro. So,
you know, and one of the things with these guys is, and even up through, even in pro light, we've seen this, but the consistency isn't always there. Is that just a time thing, like learning that you can't go yeah. crazy every?
Yeah, for sure. You got to learn the hard lessons.
Yeah.
You know,
there's really no way around it, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No. So. And then when you're like, just got it all together, you get too old. And then your knees suck, and then something hurts.
Yeah.
And then you gotta quit. No, but that's just yeah, nature of the beast. You gotta kind of go through the hard lessons and figure it out. And
make the most of that time. Huh?
Yeah, and I mean, you're always gonna have tough weekends. That's the hardest thing, I think, for these guys, to not think that the world's coming to an end because you didn't win the sport final. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's only one stepping stone. You got pro light. You got pro.
So, well, and you got tomorrow in the sport class,
and you have
class,
tomorrow,
right?
And I mean, you have next year.
Yeah.
So don't look at it with the blinders on. Look in the big picture.
All right. Well, hey, cool. Again, thanks, guys, for coming by. It's good to have you all on. I think it's kind of the first time we've talked to some of you this year, and we'll have to check back in before the season's over. So, all right. All right. Now the segment I've been waiting for a couple weeks. We have another member of the Coutu Motorsports team here. Connor McGregor, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
So, Deadwood is probably one of your favorite races too, right?
Oh, I love Deadwood.
And is it the track, the casino,
the gambling.
Or, yeah.
What, did you say casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, no, you wanted to do this from a blackjack table.
I asked, but you didn't let us, but that's cool. I mean... No, Deadwood's awesome.
Hold your mic up there, buddy.
Deadwood's so awesome. The fans are awesome. The racing's awesome. I've seen some of the best racing here ever.
Right? I mean, I don't know that I'd want to be a racer here.
No,
but it's great to be a spectator.
Rough, it's dirty, it's wet, but like, that's what's fun.
Right, right. So I think I first met you maybe 4 years, 5 years ago. Robbie kind of recruited you to work with him on the Layton team.
Yeah.
And you were there for a couple of years, and then now you're – where? What's your hometown?
North Branch.
North Branch. So you're kind of in that yep. little zone there, and then you've been with Coutu's the second year now?
Right? That's his third.
Third, yeah?
Yep.
So what's your role with the team?
Well, my main role is to – I'm Mitch's mechanic, so I take care of Mitch and everything that goes with that. Glorified babysitter.
Yeah, that's part of it. Are you in charge of keeping the crown stocked?
Yeah, yep, that's one of the biggest things I do. But no, take care of, you know, the rig, make sure that's ready to go down the road. Everybody kind of helps do everything, but everybody has their little positions, and mine's the rig, and obviously taking care of Mitch. And
you know, I didn't even ask, is Mitch around? We haven't had Mitch on the show at all.
I don't know if he'd say anything.
Yeah, well... He had a bit. He
he's
had
a talker.
Big weekend last weekend. We should have had him on tonight.
Yeah, he's the champ.
Yeah, he won that. Won that final. Yeah. So, what's are you? What do you do? What's your full time job in this, like, off season, or is this?
I actually work for Jeff in the summer too. I work for Hanco. We do underground utilities, kind of a little bit of everything, and he's great. Working with these guys is awesome.
Are you just saying that because he's sitting next to you?
No.
Okay.
No, it's really good.
That's not what you said last night.
Yeah.
So you got a little flexibility in the winter. You can get away.
Yep.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Okay. And are you in the shop every day then?
Yep, we're in the shop every day. Just maintaining, cleaning, everything goes with it. Shop, take care of the shop. There's just always something to do.
And how's Mitchell on equipment? I know Cole's real easy on it. How's Mitchell?
Mitchell, a few years ago, was actually really rough. Every time that sled left the trailer, we were thinking about just getting a new one to bring it back in. But no, lately, he's been smoother, you know, and been really good this year.
He's kind of one of those guys, too, that has always been fast but has not always had the best luck, right? Like starts get him once in a while. And
starts, and he tries to get in there, and he tries to get the good start, and he gets flipped over, and just bad luck.
And so, Robbie, there again is a situation where do you talk to him, a kid like that, about just be patient or?
Yeah, for sure. Like we had a heat race in Canterbury where he, I can't remember exactly how it all went down, but as soon as the race was over, it was like, okay, if you don't learn from this, you're not going to ever learn. You know, you have to take this. Don't be mad. You got a second. You should have won that heat. But, you know, this is why it happened, and this is how you correct it. So try to always jump in there and say as
I think those guys want to win and impress everybody so much when they have the natural speed, and, like, a fifth is still a lot better than a DNF. Right?
Yeah, I just going back to, like, what I said – I think there's so much pressure now, not that there wasn't pressure back in the day, but there's more now on these younger classes where they look at everything with like such a blinder on, and they, you know, one heat race goes bad, it's like, oh God, this is, the world's coming apart, and they got to slow down, relax, look at the whole day, the whole weekend, the whole season as a whole.
I don't think like fans, spectators realize there's a lot of pressure on these guys. Like in your situation, it's a family team. And you've got Jeff, you is sitting here, Jeff Coutu and Missy. You guys have a lot invested in this, but yet it's something that you, my take on it is that you do because you enjoy it. You're trying to progress Cole along, but it's not life or death. Where I get in some of these trailers, man, and you know, guys, it might be their first year on the team or their first year in a new class, and it's like, you got to perform right now. And it's, I see it from both sides. I see it from the team owners and the sponsor side, and I see it from the kids' side. But it's a lot more pressure than I think people realize.
Oh, no question. Yeah, there's a ton of pressure. I try to always keep that as low-key as possible because I know that it can cripple you. It's, you know, it happened to me for sure at times throughout my career, just going up through the ranks and finding myself feeling like it was all over because of a poor weekend or a poor half a season or a poor year even, you know. But
well, I think racers, for the most part, put a ton of pressure on themselves anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you get all this outside, and that just adds to it. Yeah,
if you find a rider that doesn't have any pressure on him or feel like he doesn't have any pressure on him, he probably doesn't really want to be there.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. And we've seen that with guys. So, yeah. All right, well, hey, so Conrad, what's up for this weekend? Mitchell, I would imagine, has got some confidence coming in after the win and trying to get him on the podium once or twice.
Yeah, he says he feels good and he practiced real well this week. The sleds are the player sleds are ripping, so I don't see a problem. I think he's got full confidence, ready to go.
Yeah, I should ask both you guys. It felt like at Canterbury things came around a little bit. Obviously, you know, Tucker had a win. I think Articat won both Pro Light finals, but it seemed like things started to equal out a bit. Is that there was the elevated starting hill, which made a difference on some starts a little bit, but also the farther we get into the season, do we see some of the Skidoo and Polaris guys making gains, some of the Articat guys who started with a really great piece of like start to dial themselves out a little bit?
I would probably go with all that. I mean, I know like we've worked our tails off, you know, before Christmas we tested for a week straight, and then after Christmas we tested for a few weeks, and then you know, you go to Canterbury and you have the elevated start, so you know, have that whole element thrown in there. You know that the guys on the Articats aren't going to just sit idle. You know, they're going to keep trying and finding stuff, and sometimes it's easier to make mistakes or slow yourself down.
Starts so good.
Right, and I'm not saying that that's the case, but it definitely could be.
Yeah.
We would never know, but all we can control is our own, and we've been putting the pedal down trying to get ourselves faster for sure. So it's been a lot of work, and I feel like it's paying off. I think it's coming around. I think everybody's putting in the work, and it's leveling out a little bit. I still do think they have the advantage right now, but I think by this track being as short as it is,
yeah, this one will kind of be an equalizer.
Yep. And then a big thing too is the confidence. You come out of here with a good finish, and you feel good about your program, and you feel like you've made gains. Even if you haven't, it mentally you have made gains, so it changes how you go into Michigan, New York, Iowa, Geneva.
Yep. Yeah, and I think even though the Cats, I think, still definitely have the upper hand, it's good to see a little more parity across the board, and Pro Light, two Skidoo guys on there last weekend in one round, and you're seeing Mitchell winning a sport final. It's really good for the sport, and I think, like I say, it all is kind of coming around a little bit, and it's been a good year. Back to the pro level, though. So Tucker is still the dominant guy, and he's the odds-on favorite. But would you say that Cody, like at Canterbury, Cody Cam, probably rode as well as he has ever?
Yeah, that was like Friday was the best I've seen him ride yet in his career. He seemed like he was kind of floating around, wasn't trying very hard. You could just see he was comfortable. His program this year is odd too with the whole snow bike thing.
Yeah,
like it's like snowcross is important, but it's not priority, and yet it's still him riding well, and maybe that's what it takes for him just to be carefree and not
take some of that pressure
too much
away.
Pressure and just roll. But I mean, I don't know, man. Tucker's gonna be tough to beat. Now with Tim not being here, that kind of opens the door. He did get a podium in Canterbury,
right?
So I mean, he still was a threat. He still was a top guy there. So,
So Lemieux, Logan Christian, probably next.
Oh yeah, what's up with Elias?
Oh man, that's a story there, man. So obviously he was hurt this summer, broken femur, which is a big injury.
Yeah.
Comes back, rides at Shearings for maybe a week, and says he's not good, goes back home. And then initially the plan was he was going to be back at Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't show up. Then Deadwood, and we see him.
He won last weekend.
He raced the Arctic Cup in Sweden last weekend and won, but he's not going to be here this weekend. So I text him. We text back and forth this week, and he said, yeah, just starting some conversations with the team and with Skidoo. So I'm like, well, what's the conversation? You're racing and winning. What? So I believe Gary Carell told me that Valcor, which is what, 2 weeks? It's the week before New York.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to come back in Valcor.
Oh, okay.
That's the word as of right now. But yeah, I get it. If he's really hurt, don't rush it. But he's racing.
Why is he racing?
Yeah, he's racing. So
that's odd.
And that's a bummer for the series because
they could use him in that class. I mean, it doesn't really even matter where he finishes; just his riding
is exciting.
Right? So you would want to see it. And
we're thin anyway, right? We're with 14, 15 guys, and if Tim's not here this weekend, Tim Trombley, is anybody hurt in that class? I think otherwise we're good, huh, Conrad? Yeah. So yeah, we could certainly use another pro, but
what's your predictions for this weekend?
Here?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't bet against Tucker, but we've seen him get turned upside down twice here in the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, but he did come through the pack here that 1 year.
Well, he won both of them, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, I think Cody's riding as good as ever.
You're definitely going to see some games played for the starting line position.
Yeah, because it's really skewed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like normal. It's
no
always
elevated start.
Yeah.
And it's really, the outside is, it's got to be, what, 10 yards farther?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess, I don't like that, but if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think up to this point we've seen everybody try and win every heat race.
Yeah.
But this weekend's definitely going to be a, somebody might have a mechanical.
Well, and that there's only 14 guys or 15. You're going to have to pull back to like a fifth, sixth in a heat.
Right. It can't just be a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I know. I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right. So Tucker, I mean, I don't want to be like all wishy-washy, but Tucker, Cody, I don't know. I mean, Lincoln Lemieux, I think, is still riding as strong as anybody, but it's just a matter of, you know, starts. I think he's as fit, but, man, Tucker, just you can't ever count him out. Logan, Christian, yeah? Yeah, he has been. I mean, I think he...
Logan's good here, too.
Yeah, he's been...
He's always been really good here.
Yeah, you're right.
This is kind of his race track style
so
that he would like.
You know, Narsa has been on a roll here. Well, he's hot and cold, though, right?
Yeah, he's a little hit or miss.
And I don't know if this is the real rough track is his strong point.
Ranheim will be strong.
Yeah, he's kind of a bulldog.
Yeah.
Man, could be up for a good race. Good weekend. Conrad, what do you think? Pro class?
I think it's just going to be really good racing, but, you know, like you said, Lincoln. Lincoln's going to be good. Obviously, Tucker and Cody. They just might throw a wild card in there. Who knows?
Yeah.
We've seen Jake Scott do it good here, what, 2-3 years ago?
Actually, we've seen Corin Todd had a podium, his first podium here. We've seen wild cards here. Who would you put on that list?
Wild card for sure, Corin. Johan.
Johan. We haven't even talked about Johan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he'll be solid. I think Logie can win. I think if Logie gets out to a start that he can work with, he could win one. This would be the track that he could do it.
You know, we talk about how it's like an exciting track, full house and everything, but it's a super cool track to watch in the final like that. To me, that going into the far turn, that you make the 180 and come down the finish line straight.
Yeah,
it always gets that big, like where you double or triple in, or there's a big jump, a big roller. Right, that's an exciting corner, man. Every lap of the final, there's something. You know, there's two lines, and inside, outside.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. And it changes
every couple laps. Right?
Yeah, you got inside will be fast, and then it'll slowly turn to the outside.
Yep. No, that's what I like about this track is that it's super.
Yeah, you
exciting.
Can make up big chunks of time where, like, say at Canterbury, as cool and as big and exciting as that was. There really wasn't much that separated anybody.
Yeah.
But like here, you're in a quarter of that size of track, yet there'll be way more options and time
mistake,
to make up.
One mistake can change.
Exactly.
Yeah, two spots. Yep. And it's never snow dust here. It's always warmer, right? Yeah. Sometimes it snows hard, which, oh man, we're supposed to get a ton of snow Saturday, starting Saturday, huh?
Okay.
So it's cool for photos, but not cool for driving home in.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Pro-Light. Dan Benham's been strong.
York,
obviously.
York's been strong. I mean, we talked to the two Skidoo guys tonight. Cole's had a podium. There again, this is one of those tracks where I don't think the Cats are going to be as strong on the start, depending on where you start. And
yeah, no, it's going to – I mean, it's kind of a – you got to be creative. If you're not out front, you got to be really creative and not be scared to get out of the main line and change up your routine a little bit and take those chances. You might lose a second, one lap, trying to try a new line, but then the next lap, that line will come together.
Yeah, you can afford, I think here early in the race, you can afford to take a chance.
Yep.
And you can get the time back.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks, guys. Jeff and Missy, thanks for letting us take over your lounge for an hour here. I'm hoping to go back. I'm going to go back and well, actually, we're going to dinner, right? We're going to have some steaks and
dinner
drinks.
On you.
Yeah, I'm buying. Yeah, you're back on the payroll as the co-host. So yeah, let's go have some dinner and I'm going to try and get this thing put out so we can have it up tomorrow before the racing gets underway. So hey, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. All of our sponsors, Fly Racing, ERX Motor Park, CNA Pro Skis, Stud Boy Traction, Walker Evans Racing, Custom Outfitters, Enduro Engineering, Brothers Motorsports, Fox Shocks, Fasco, X-Brand Goggles, Action Graphics, Checkpoint Off-Road, and AMSOIL. Website, podcasts, obviously, and the digital magazine. But the website, man, we've been trying to pump out stuff every day. So ridex365.com, take a look. And, we got a couple weeks now between now and the next round, so we'll get together and do this again. And thanks.